Welcome to podcast 9 of the world after, Corona. Where is the money? The podcast is about repair fashion. It's a podcast for businesses, especially for the fashion business, by forecaster The Lady in Blue. What is the future and how do you use that future to generate business in the future? Because it's in the future where your business has to flourish. It's all about finding creative growth inspired by the future.
Lady in blue, what do you do?
The world after.
Lady in blue, where's the money? The lady in blue, world after.
Where's the money?
This podcast I'm going to record on behalf of Real Love Foundation. I'm the founder of Real Love Foundation, and Real Love Foundation is about Real Love Fashion. Reuse, retouched, restyle, repair, and repeat fashion. I founded the foundation in 2017, and the foundation is about promotion and creative concepts to reduce the pollution of the fashion industry. Fashion is polluter number 2 in the world, and the main reason for that is that we consume and produce 10 times as much fashion in weight as a couple of years before. Everybody started to realize, or a lot of people, at least the fashion industry, so they came with the solution to start sustainable production, but in fact that is mayonnaise and light. It is really good to do sustainable production, and that should be the norm, but we have to realize that even a sustainable produced t-shirt or jeans or whatever item is still polluting. So it's not in fact solving the problem in the root. The root is that we consume and produce too much fashion. Fashion at the same time, according to me and a lot of people, is the golden border of life. It's art, it's joy, it's expression, and also I don't know anybody who's going naked to work. So we have to dress ourselves. So make it joyful. And Real Love Fashion is about joyful alternatives for the consumption and production of new clothes. So I repeat, reuse, retouch, restyle, and repair fashion. I founded it in 2017 after I realized around 2015 what was going on. And I realized that as a trend forecaster, I saw the problem. I knew it was going to be the future, that the alternatives will be included in the fashion industry. But in this case, I thought that I had to stimulate it, because the sooner we do something about it, the better it is for the world. The foundation did 2 big projects for the Ministry of the Netherlands, in which we made creative concepts that promoted reuse, retouch, restyle, repair, and repeat fashion. So in fact, you can see us as a creative agency, Real Love Fashion as a theme, and it is a foundation because our goal is to promote less production and consumption of new clothes with joyful alternatives. In this podcast, I'm going to explain the future and creative concepts with repair fashion and the story behind it. So why didn't we do it and why are we going to do it? In fact, why did we not repair fashion? Why are we going to repair fashion? Why are we going to love repair fashion? And even show off repaired fashion. And then I come with opportunities for the fashion industry to tap into the repair fashion with creative concepts and examples. So listen, it's very interesting. The first one, why did we not repair fashion? There is a really profound reason for it. And it is that in the past, the people who repeated and repaired fashion were the poor people. In Holland, we have the movie Siske de Rat. It's like this little boy with, you know, a hat with repaired pieces on it, trousers, jacket, all repaired and half broken. And that was the image. And it's in many countries. If you think well, you can see this kind of guy in your mind or girl. And it was connected to poverty, a situation nobody wanted. It was an example of the scarcity complex. The scarcity was shown by this. And what happens that the scarcity complex is still in our mind, although we are living in a contrary. We are living in a time of excesses, and the problem is the contrary, or the problem, in fact, in the fashion industry, yes. So we are dealing in our mind as if we are living in scarcity. We have the scarcity complex, although we are living in a time of excesses. The result is that still, when we see broken fashion or repaired fashion, we make the link to scarcity, to poverty. And if we see a businessman or a businesswoman, for example, with a little hole in the jacket, for example, because of it's eaten a piece away from a moth, or it's repaired because there was a moth, you can't do it because that was connected to scarcity. But that's not realistic anymore. And that's what we have to realize. Away with the scarcity complex. We are living in time of excesses, and that's the problem. Also, everybody always said, like, yeah, we consume too much and a lot like H&M, and that's bad quality, and that's the problem. It's not true, because if H&M that everybody is wearing was a bad quality, then we should see everybody with repaired fashion. But we didn't see the people with repaired fashion. So the problem, first of all, I think it was often very good quality, some t-shirts not. But if it was a bad quality, we should see everywhere people with repaired fashion. We didn't see that because of we didn't repair it. So that was the problem, not the quality in the first place, but the fact that we didn't repair it because of the anxiety we were linked to poverty. And at the same time, we were selling and buying broken jeans with holes. So that was a really contrasty thing. So this is the main reason, and we have to realize this is not correct. And the fact that it's not correct can also be the starting point for businesses to start thinking about repairing, because we know it's old-fashioned way of thinking. We are in a other period now. And that period came, and we are going to live in a time of repaired fashion. Why? Because most of the people, and especially the fashion industry, who is the driving force behind it, knows that fashion is polluter number two, that we consume too much, and that repairing fashion is a very good way to deal with it and not throwing away the clothes. That's the first reason. So because of we know that fashion is polluter number two, and we like to solve the problem. Secondly, also, it could be realistic to repair fashion because of it's cheaper. And money, because of the corona, the theme of the podcast, the world after corona. Yeah, there's also problems for a lot of people with money for many, many different reasons. Not everybody, there are also very rich people, but there are people who have problems with money, and also younger people that also see more about the pollution. So why not repair fashion if it's better for your wallet? And especially when you have loved your fashion item, why throwing it away? So yes, we are going to repair because of the awareness of the pollution by the fashion industry. That's the little conclusion. Then we go to the nice one. Why we are going to love repaired fashion? Well, we are going to like to show that we have respect for the environment. So in fact of the contrary as we saw it, the relation to poverty, repaired fashion is going to be related to respect. Respect for the earth, respect for solving a problem, the pollution. So we are going to love repaired fashion. And then the last one is that we are even going to show it off that it's repaired. It means obvious repair, because we like to send the message, I'm a person who is conscious, who is aware of the problem and addressing to the problem, and yes, I repair my fashion. See it, it's good, it's positive. And fashion is expression, and we like to express that we repaired it, that we didn't throw it away, but we repaired it. So big, yeah, obvious repair, showing it off. So that is, these are the steps of repair fashion. So in fact, it's gonna be an obvious item, repaired fashion. And that means it's going into fashion. The fashion industry is ready to work on it. For example, Solanda posted last week by the FD Fashion, Financial Times Fashion Instagram, there was the Solanda co-chief executive Robert Grenz. And Solanda is the largest European online fashion retailers. And he said, they are going to focus on repair, reuse and resell fashion. When I saw that, I thought, okay, now I'm going to do my podcast. The world is really ready for it. And we have been working on repair fashion since 2017. And we did some lovely concepts. So I'm going to share it with everybody who wants to know it. Because I like to give input for creative solutions that correspond with the future. That's my job as a trend forecaster and also as the founder of Real Love Foundation. Okay, I come with 4 examples of how you can make concepts that tap into repaired fashion as a company, because that's not so easy in the first place. We are not used of it. The first one is delivering extra buttons with your item. It's an easy one because we are used of it. If you buy a better blouse, for example, often there is an extra button in the etiquette. And this is really good. One is even not enough. Deliver more. So with the shirt, and the best is to stitch it in the shirt so people don't lose them, and when they lose their buttons they can repair it. So that's the first one and the easiest, because it's in our system already. So in fact it's also a proof that it's not a strange way of thinking. We used to do that, our grandmothers did that. So extra buttons. The next one is a nice one. It's extra fabric. Deliver a piece of the fabric of, for example, the winter coat, and people can repair it. Very good also for children wear, because children often break the clothes because they're playing, they're falling, and deliver extra fabric. Also, the fabric doesn't have to be matching. How funny is it to deliver a piece of fabric which is the same quality, for example, but a different color, so you can see it's repaired. And these are lovely ideas. I go further into that afterwards, because that concept can be built further. Another one is extra yarn, so matching the item you're selling. So probably the yarn where the item is stitched with, but also for socks, for example, extra material in the same quality so that you can repair it. The same is for jumpers. So deliver that. And again, it doesn't have to be matching. So probably you give matching yarn and you give like 2 or 3 or even more colors extra. You can also make it in a little small bag, not too much fabric, because then we're polluting again. But you can make like a repair set for the item to go with it. That's lovely. And also people are starting to see, oh yeah, I can repair it, and they can love it. So deliver extra buttons, extra fabric, and extra yarn to repair. It's the first opener and solver of the problem. It's a really nice one. Easy, very understandable. The second one, and I love that one, it's one that we already developed. And it's a concept you can buy on a royalty base, and the money goes into the foundation. And these are repair pads with the text "Re-love fashion" or "Repair fashion." It's my concept, and the design is of Nienke Tienagel. She's a wonderful person and a fantastic, very talented graphic designer. She used to work, and she became famous of it, with Studio Job. She was co-owner, and now she works on herself. And she designed the Repair and Re-love Fashion logos. What we did, we made repair pads out of it and repair tape with this text, and they are ironable. So in fact, when you have a jacket and there's a little mud hole on it, you can iron this on it, and it says "Repair fashion" or "Repaired fashion." And everybody sees that you repaired it, and that refers to that we are starting to love to repair and even like to show off. So imagine the CEO of a company, and he's walking in or sitting on the table, and he has a repaired jacket. Wow, that's so cool. You get it? So this is really, really nice. So we have the tape. You can do it in tape. We made some examples with a Burberry jacket. In fact, I had a Burberry jacket. I bought it secondhand, and I bought it for almost free because there were like big holes. And then we made the tape, and I ironed it on it. And it says like "Repair fashion." It's so lovely. So the tape, and we have the armpits. And, you know, everybody has jumpers with holes on the arms, and you stitch it on it. There are like little holes embossed in it, and you can iron it on. So armpits with "Re-love fashion" or "Repair fashion." We have them in all different colors. Colorful, and also black, white, and red. And we have pink ones, and we can make more designs so they can match your items. It's really wonderful, and it's a message that we have to send in the world. as a company because you show you're doing your best, and as a consumer who is going to love to show it off. And again, on the royalty base, you can use them. The money goes to the foundation and we can spread the message. Re-love fashion, repair fashion. It's really cool. I hope you're going to mail us or call us. Then for the high end, repair fashion is easy because they have their own tailors. So what they can do reused fashion from own label, even if it's broken, they repair it with their tailors and there are coming unique pieces. I personally repaired a lot and I repaired a lot of holes with little glitters. How you call them? You know, the smaller ones. Well, it's like, how you call them? Paillette. So with paillette. Then, you know, I have some paillettes somewhere. But you can do everything, and especially the high-end labels with their tailors, they can imagine whatever. So, tailor-made. And what the high-end with the tailors in the company also can do, they can use anonymous, beautiful items, reused, of course, I'm talking about reused, but even from stock, but more reuse, and repair it, and you know, make a repaired fashion collection, and it's wonderful. And again, a good message for everybody, the company and the consumer who is wearing it. And then the last one is an in-house tailor in the shop. So for example, on Saturday, you can have a tailor and people can come with their pieces of your label that they loved and still like to love. And they can bring it to you, to the tailor, and they repair it for you. And then you can discuss with the client, what do you want? Do you want it that you can't see it? Do you want it obviously? Do you maybe want a repaired fashion etiquette on it? You can embroider, you can do the paillette, you can do other fabrics, you can do even your logo, you can do whatever. In-house tailor. And it's a lovely connection moment. It's a reason for the consumer to go to your shop. That's also an item. That's also what you want. Sounds a bit contradictional because maybe they're going to buy something new, but also offer reused fashion of your own label. That's another item, we can discuss that as well. But, you know, in the end, that's where you want to have your client in your shop and give them an extra service. Give them maybe a cup of coffee while they're waiting for it, or they come back the next week, or you can send it to them when it's ready. So, repair fashion, a forgotten opportunity which we need to bring back in the world of fashion in order to do something about the pollution of the fashion industry. Because be honest, everybody in the fashion industry, we have a lovely business, we make lovely products for people to enjoy, and we don't want that burden on us being polluter number two in the world. And we can change it. We are creative people. It's a creative industry with visual ideas, and just do it. Thank you for listening. Please contact us at office@relove.foundation or mail us at office@relove.foundation or the website relove.foundation. Also, you can contact me directly, info@theladyinblue. And you can find more information about how I work with the future and to use the future for creative concepts on theladyinblue.com. Thank you very much for listening. And please re-listen and think well. Take it in yourself and have it in your mind. Once it's in your mind, you probably come even with more solutions and do it. Thank you. See you listening or hear you at the next podcast.
Lady and